Chinese Premier Li Qiang is warning of severe threats to multilateralism and free trade amid what he described as an increasingly complex external environment. He was speaking at the opening of the National People's Congress, where he laid out major economic targets for this year. They include a lowered GDP growth target of 4.5 to 5% and urban unemployment rate of about 5.5%. Our correspondent Tan Sehui in Beijing explains how the lower GDP target could give policymakers more room for fiscal maneuvers.
This indeed is the first time there is a reduction in the GDP growth target in the last 3 years. Now, this growth target of 4.5 to 5% is in line with analyst estimates. They say that this is a recognition of structural challenges in the Chinese economy. We understand it is a stagnant economy right now, struggling property sector, low domestic consumption. And so analysts are also saying that this is likely to want to rebalance the supply and demand with a trade surplus reaching $1.2 trillion last year. And so there really is going to be a focus in trying to push up that consumption growth. Now, what we also know from that speech earlier on, Chinese Premier Li Qiang saying that this range really leaves room for structural adjustment, reduction of risk, as well as reform, especially since we are going into the opening of the 15th five-year plan. It is the economic blueprint for the next 5 years, and they had set out a major strategic task. These include promoting high quality development as well as a strengthening of the domestic economy. And he had also specifically mentioned the impact of the U.S. global tariff hikes. Now, let's take a listen.
外部环境变化, 影响加深, 多边主义, 自由贸易, 受到严重冲击。 国内经济发展和转型中面临的老问题、新挑战仍然不少，新旧动能转换任务艰巨。
Well, CNA also saw that the budget deficit stands at 4%. This is the same as what was announced last year, which was a record budget deficit of 4%. Now, Chinese Premier Li Qiang earlier said that this is fairly large and they're going to go into tackling involution, drive domestic consumption with the services sector, a new sector. They also want to drive new growth drivers. We will see embodied AI, as well as 6G mobile telecommunications. And analysts are also saying that the fact that it's not above or significantly above 4% shows that the Chinese government is confident of reaching its growth target of around 4.5 to 5%. And all of this is happening amid uncertainties around the region, the Middle East conflict, as well as a potential visit by U.S. President Donald Trump to China, although that has only been confirmed by the White House currently.
On cross-strait relations, Mr. Li reiterated China's position on Taiwan.
我们要深入贯彻新时代党解决台湾问题的总体方略，坚持一个中国原则和九二共识，坚决打击台独分裂势力，反对外部势力干涉，推动两岸关系和平发展。
Mr. Li also addressed China's efforts in combating corruption. Ahead of the two sessions, Beijing escalated a sweeping purge of military officials, voting out military generals from its top political advisory body earlier this week. He acknowledged the shortcomings of public services, but said he was confident in China's long-term growth despite challenges.
有的政绩观存在偏差，一些领域和地方腐败问题依然多发，困难不容忽视，信心必须坚定，我国经济长期向好的支撑条件和基本趋势没有改变。
Greater China markets tracking higher after Beijing pledged new policies to boost growth, setting a GDP target of around 4.5% to 5% for this year. Major indices feeling the two sessions effect, with sentiment recovering from yesterday. Industrial AI and chip makers contributing to gains in both Shanghai and Shenzhen after Beijing made a new pledge to support inclusive services powered by the cloud, big data and AI initiative. The Hang Seng also popping up more than 1.8% as tech and auto shares rebound. In the currency market, the yuan strengthening and hovering just around the 6.89 level there against the U.S. dollar. That's after Premier Li said in his government work report that Beijing will keep the yuan exchange rate basically stable this year.